This one's going to be a game.
So after I had the street opened up again and stuff, and then I went to Commerce City to the east side, to the parts where there's a lot of gang activity. And the two new gangs from San Diego were there. But they weren't facing each other. They were together. Because these two gangs want to take over the east side of Greeley, of Denver and Commerce City area. But these were pretty big gangs. And when I was walking towards them, one of the gangs that I knew stopped on the west side of the park, and they said, "Oh, there's Sonny. Like, what is he doing?" And they saw me walking towards that gang, so they left because they didn't want to interfere. They didn't want no fighting in the area, so they left because they saw I was going to go minister to those two gangs. And so when I was walking towards them...
They actually did this to bless you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because they figured if they got out of the cars and started walking towards me, then they probably would have thought, hey, here comes a gang, so why don't we just start shooting or fighting or whatever. But I would have been in the middle of all of that. So they said, hey, Sonny's over there ministering to those gangs. Let's just get out of here. So they left. And when I was getting closer to them, most of them had their pistols out. But the closer I got to them and they saw that I had my Bible in my hand, they started putting all their weapons away. They didn't even aim at me like, hey, what do you want? Get out of here. Like, no. They just watched, hey, this guy has a Bible. He's no threat to us, you know. So they started putting all their weapons away. And they said, what do you want, man? I said, I want your hearts for Jesus Christ. That's what I want. He goes, oh, you're a preacher, man. I said, you know what? Jesus loves you, man. He sent me to tell you that he loves you and he has a purpose for you. And they're like, what kind of purpose, man? I said, he wants to use you for his glory, not your own. He just fighting each other, that's not his purpose. His purpose is to love thy neighbor as thyself. I was like, so you got to love your neighbor, man. You got to love your enemy. You got to love all those around you. That's how God... I said, you know what? He sent Jesus Christ to this world. And then one of the leaders on the right said, I know that verse, man. It's like John 3:16, right? I go, yeah, man. I said, do you know it? I said, if you can say that verse, man, you get a surprise today. You get a gift. He goes, let me see. He goes, for God so loved the world that he gave his son for us to have salvation or something like that. He was trying to remember what it said. I said, you know what, that's pretty close. So then I read John 3:16 to him from the Bible. And I said, you were really close. You're still gonna get the surprise, man. You're gonna get a gift. He goes, what is it? So I go to the truck and get a Bible and give it to him. I said, this is your reward, man. Like, that was, you did pretty good. You came real close to getting the whole verse, but you know what? It's close enough. There you go. So when he grabbed the Bible, he goes, I remember when I got my first Bible, when I was 12 years old, I went to a youth camp, and that's when I gave my heart to Jesus. And everybody's looking at him like, and you're a gang leader? Yeah, man, I was really hurt. My dad really hurt me. He was a drug addict, man. And he said, how can I live like this, you know? I had to get beat up all the time. And I had to make deliveries for him, and I ran away from home, man. I haven't been home for almost 8 years now.
8 years?
8 years.
8 years, wow.
He goes, I wasn't going to do that life, man. No way. I wasn't going to get beat up anymore, man. So that's when I just gave up on God and lived my own life. And now I'm a gang leader. And I said, well, my name's Sonny, man. I just want to let you know that God has never left you and he won't forsake you. No matter No matter where you are, God is always there with you. You, your name has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, man. You're the one that walked away, but God has never walked away from you. And he got tears in his eyes and he walked away. So the other guys were like, so this is what you do all the time, man? You just go around gangs and tell them that Jesus loves us? And I go, yeah. And I said, now I also give them breakfast so they could have something to eat while I give them the Word of God. And he goes, you brought something to eat for us? I go, yeah, man. I got breakfast burritos. And he goes, no way, man. Are they hot? I go, oh, yeah. They're hot, but I also have Dr. Pepper and Coke. Dr. Pepper? No way, man. Where, can you bring it to us? I said, why don't you guys just come with me? My truck's right there. So when they came, they started unloading the coolers out of the back, started putting them on the sidewalk there, and they started getting pop and getting burritos. As they were eating breakfast, I was still reading the Word of God to them. I just walked around them, talking to them, praying with them, praying over them, and they were just listening. Right when they were almost halfway done with their food, the third gang that had pulled up earlier pulled up. And they walked over, and all of them started reaching for their pistols. And I said, no, man, these guys are cool. They're hungry just like you. No fighting. No, they're not gonna fight. So the gang that I knew, they didn't have their weapons out. They just started walking over. And they said, hey, Sonny, we've been thinking about what you said, man, about salvation and about going home back to our families with a right heart instead of a broken heart. Like, we all want to go home, but we're really hungry right now. And I said, I got enough burritos for all of you, man. Get, there's food right here. And as they were eating breakfast, I said, those of you that want your names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, raise your hand. That whole third gang put their hands up. And they gave their hearts to the Lord in front of those two gangs from San Diego. They just watched the whole thing. And they watched that those boys were crying and thanking God for their salvation. They started calling their parents. And when they were on their ways, I told that gang, I said, how does it feel to have a heart that's being healed when it was broken for so long? He goes, man, I feel like there's a lot of weight lifted off of me, man. Like, my heart feels so happy right now. Like, I feel like I'm shaking. I don't even know why. I said, because that's the Holy Spirit. That's when the other gang started asking questions. Like, it's that easy to, for you to just, you've been broken, your heart's been broken like mine, and now you're happy? Like, how does that work? Just because Jesus came into my heart, man. And then so they started sharing with them. I've been witnessing to this gang, the third gang, for almost a year and a half now.
Oh, wow.
They finally gave their heart to God. I don't give up on them. Yeah. When I see them, I tell them Jesus loves them. I don't stop. No. So and then they started sharing with those two gangs from San Diego, and then all of a sudden, the two gang leaders from San Diego, they talked. I don't know what they said. And then they came over and they said, hey, Sonny, thanks for the food, man, but we're going to go. But before we go, will you pray for us before we leave? Because the leader of that gang was a Christian at one time. Mm-hmm. And he was broken. But yet, he knew about prayer. He knew. So I prayed with them. They got in their cars and they left. And then all the families started showing up from the third gang. And I was like, wow, man. God is so faithful. He doesn't stop loving them, no matter what. So then some of their family members weren't saved, but they got saved after seeing
kids get
the
saved.
Kids get saved and crying and truly repent. So then when it was all said and done, I think it was like 280 some people there, like almost 300 people there. They brought their parents, their grandparents. Remember, they hadn't seen their sons or their grandson or their brother like for years, and then all of a sudden they gave their hearts to the Lord, and now we could go and pick them up and bring them home. Like, they're bringing the whole families because they want them to see them and experience all of that. And so I just walked around to all the families and asked them if they knew Jesus. And a lot of them did, but most of them were like Christians, but not, they weren't really having that full relationship with Jesus Christ. So a lot of them rededicated their hearts to God. Some gave their hearts to God for the first time. And before I knew it, the sun was setting. It was a long, long day with them, but it's worth it. Like, that was, I think I called you like at one something, because that's how long it took me to get to those, through those families.
Yeah.
And then I started ministering to those gangs. And so that, it took till dark. But it was, see, the miracle was waiting there. But we have to go to where God sends us, not just to see the miracle, but to change the destiny of those that God has sent us to minister to. Like, if you would look at a gang of 30-some guys and they have pistols, most people run the other way. And what do firemen do when they see a fire? They run into it. They don't run away from it. So when I see all these boys that are broken in gangs, I don't run away. God has shown me that He goes with me right into the storm, right where those boys are, and help them. You know, so I'm praying that I get to see. They haven't seen those San Diego gangs in a week, but I'm gonna go to the park where they've been hanging out, and Lord willing, they'll be there today. Because I know when two gangs ask you to pray for them, I know God has been working on them all week.
The questions that the gang members have been asking.
Oh yeah.
The whole week.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Right. God. Yeah. I could only imagine what they've been asking. What. So, I'm going to go after them again today and see if I could get them for the kingdom.
All right, that ends this